morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon, and you know it has been BCC Week. And this is the kind of the closing out of BCC Week. And I will tell you, you all know how committed I am. I've told you all week. BCC gave me an opportunity to travel the world and meet all kinds of people that I probably wouldn't have had that opportunity if it wasn't for BCC and when I started my academic career. Because I was not known in high school as an academician. Just we'll leave it at that. I was in the part of the class that made the top half look good. So there we are. There she is, Laurie Moon. How are you, kid?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
I'm old, fat, and bald, but I'm still here.
That's good.
We just started, so we're going to go around. I'm going to start. Laurie, go ahead with you, please. Laurie Moon, we'll start with you because you're nursing.
If I'm just introduce myself, I'm Laurie Moon.
What you do and who you are.
Okay. I'm the Dean of Nursing Health and Wellness here at BCC, and I oversee our nursing programs and our other allied health programs, including respiratory, PTA, massage, health sciences, and fire science.
And fire science. Wow. Okay. Whatever you say. Matthew.
Hi, Bill. So I'm Matthew Mueller. I'm the Dean for Humanities, Behavioral, and Social Sciences. So that means that I oversee the liberal arts program, fine and performing arts program. We have criminal justice, education, psychology, sociology, on and on and on. So lots of exciting programs, and I'm very happy to be here.
And Laurie, your turn.
Laurie Gordy, Vice President of Academic Affairs. And I get to work with these two wonderful people and another dean of science and business who couldn't be with us here today. So we're excited to be here. I wanted to just take this chance to share about some of the new things that are happening in our academic programs and technology and our some of the courses that we have that are new and some of the new supports we've gotten for students to support their learning through technology and other ways. So.
I think, just to preface this, the new law in the state of Massachusetts for free college for people who there's a lot of credentialing or non-credentialing, I guess, probably. You don't have a degree and you're so old and or you have to be a certain age, right? You have to be over. No? Oh, I thought you did.
Yeah, not for the new one. For Mass Reconnect, you did, but not the new grant. So the new grant.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that correction. I was trying to get old enough to be it. So I tried to get in the senior center the other day. They told me I was too old. So that figure that out.
Does that even exist? Is there really such a thing as too old?
No, not in my body. But give us an overview of, you guys are starting back. It's COVID is kind of gone. Let me applaud you. The military has a saying, improvise and overcome. If you run it. And BCC really did that with great strides during the COVID epidemic or pandemic or whatever. So I applaud you for that. I'll start with Laurie Gordy. So tell us, what's new and exciting?
Lots of things.
Other than the semester starts next week.
It does. Yes. Well, 2 weeks. So, and as you have alluded to with a new, for several reasons, our enrollment's up across the board. And we actually are, back to your point about COVID, we're seeing an increase in student demand for in-person classes. And I will say too that during COVID, many classes, particularly in the allied health and nursing in particular, nursing health and wellness area stayed here the whole time. They did not leave during COVID. So, but the other programs, a lot of them went online, other courses. So we are seeing a returning interest, increasing interest of students to want to have more classes in person, which is great. So I think with the larger enrollment and with a larger on-campus presence, it'll be a very lively, exciting place in the fall. And we've added, as I said, I'm going to let Matt and Laurie speak to some of the their specifics in their area, but we have through some funding, we've been able to add some new technology to support the learning in these programs, and we have some changes and then and to some programs and a couple of new programs as well. And then I can come back after they share some of theirs and say a little bit about like science and business and what's been happening in that division since that dean could not be there. So I don't know which one you want to go first, Lori or Matt.
You make it. Let chivalry's not dead. It's just old, fat, and bald. So I'm going to go with Lori Moon.
Okay.
Ladies, so, I know I'll get all kinds of grief about that, but that's.
So we are gearing up, like you said, for our students to come next week. We will, for the first time, have 200 nursing students between our ADN and LPN program.
Oh, great.
We're very excited for that for multiple reasons, but mostly because our community is in dire need of nurses.
Yes.
In addition, our respiratory therapy program is back and strong. We have, it's a full program with 16 students, and we have quite a wait list and a lot of pre-respiratory students as well. So that's very exciting.
Wow.
And of course, we're partnering with our Berkshire Health Systems, continuing with a pipeline program as they support a number of students to go through these different programs and stay and work in the Berkshires, which is always our goal. We are also kind of beefing up our fire science program a little bit and trying to make that a little more attractive for our area firemen, firefighters to go through. We do that in a program along with Greenfield Community College. So we partner with them. So we're excited for that, especially with the free college. That program will grow and continue to expand. And we're in some early discussions and some early plans of partnering to do a paramedic program here at the college, which I think is certainly in need of in our community and beyond. And we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun things. And we still have our massage and our PTA programs running and health science. And we still have partnerships with dental hygiene with STCC for those who want to go into dental. So a lot of good things going on and more to come.
And let me just say, too, that thank you and all the faculty and staff that support all the programs. But really and truly, it really is great to hear you have that many people signed up for nursing, because I know they're desperate for nurses. And all of those programs, respiratory therapy and things, all of those are in such need today. So you'll graduate, you go right out and get a job.
Absolutely.
You know,
and it's really pretty gratifying to walk through the hospital and see so many of our grads taking care of our community. It's a really wonderful thing, and they represent BCC well.
And I've said earlier shows that the police, the fire, a lot of the city employees, teachers, nurses, they're all BCC alum. You know, they might have gone on, but they started like I did at BCC. And that makes me so proud and so happy for my college, you know. One quick thing, workforce development is doing an EMT course, right? And you guys are going to try to do a paramedic course.
Correct.
Great.
So workforce is doing an EMT course. It's grant funded. They've already graduated one cohort. There are two more cohorts planned.
Wow.
And it's in collaboration with all of our area ambulance services, north,
yeah,
south, and central. And it's really exciting. And again, another great way for us to partner to take care of our community.
BCC is, what did somebody say the other day? BCC is the hidden gem. I said, I don't know how hidden it is, but if you say so. Matt, what's happening in humanities?
So I'm very excited to kind of build on what Lori has said. We recently changed our addiction recovery certificate to now be an ACE certificate, addiction counselor education. And so this change is exciting because it allows students to, once they finish the certificate, to sit for the KDAC. So what this does is, you know, the KDAC means certified alcohol and drug abuse counselor. And so this allows students to be, you know, officially certified, and they can, you know, whatever organization they end up working for can reimburse from third parties. And it represents a, you know, a pretty big salary increase from students, which is pretty great. So just kind of like on average, you know, you could go from making 38,000 to more like 51,000. So usually it's around a $13,000 increase in pay just to have this certification, which is really cool. So, you know, it's obviously a huge need in Berkshire County. You know, we really want to make sure that we support that community. So we're very pleased that we're able to offer this. And so that's rolling out, and we're seeing applications come in for that, which is
Great. And that's another, not to interrupt, I'm sorry, man, I didn't mean to stop on you, but that's another really needed field of, you know, as an aside, I am reading the Anxious Generation.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's heavy stuff. So, but you got, what I like about BCC, and always like, even when I was there, the former president, God rest his soul, he was cutting edge stuff. I mean, you know, he had criminal justice and fire science. Nobody was doing that at that point. So I'm sorry, Mac, please continue.
No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, we're really pleased that we're able to do this. And we just also hired a new faculty member in human services, Catherine Lally. So we're very excited to have her on board. And Kari Dupuy, who runs our program, Professor Dupuy, you know, really did the work, lion's share of the work on putting the certificate in place. And we worked, you know, pretty closely with community partners, you know, Spectrum Health and Berkshire Health System. So it was a really nice partnership. You know, Rebecca Pilastri at Spectrum was fantastic. So, you know, really great people who advised on all of this. Another great thing in human services, we have an intro certificate. And one of the things that's been kind of exciting is that we've seen some people actually have bachelor's degrees, you know, in something else. And now they're working in the human services field, and they want to have just a little bit more education to make sure that they're doing their job better. And so they're signing up for this intro certificate, which is really exciting. So that's another kind of way that we're, you know, helping to support the community and making sure that people have the educational resources that they need.
Could you go into just what that is in a little more depth, please?
Sure. Yeah. So it's, 16 credit certificate. You know, so it's very manageable. You can do it pretty easily in a year. And it basically gives you an introduction to the field. So, you know, it covers, you know, how to work with clients, you know, ethics, how to work with community partners, all those different things, and you know, especially client relationships, all those things. So it really gives, you know, people who take that certificate a nice kind of foundation for working.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's really cool. Thank you for that. Yeah. And along with all the other humanity courses.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's so much, you know, which is very exciting. And, you know, we also have this HRSA grant in human services, which Cindy Spellman runs, and she was also very instrumental in, the intro certificate. So we're able to support students and also, you know, help to, you know, give them some supplies and stipends and things like that to make it work. So it's pretty great.
BCC has always been, and I say this, it's always been student focused.
For sure.
Student focused, community focused. What I like is if there's a need in the community, all of a sudden BCC has created a course. Maybe it's a certificate that leads to an associate or whatever. And that's what I think makes a community college more dynamic than a university. Not, I mean, you go to the university, but it takes them, they're like trying to turn an aircraft carrier in a bathtub to get a new course. Oh, I got to study that. Boy, it's fine. Yeah. And where the community college and you know, man, I applaud you and your whole team for doing these. Same in nursing. They're needed, and they're, and I will say this, you go to BCC, you get your associate degree. I promise you, that you'll do well in any college that, or university you go to afterwards, because don't make this mistake. Young people, not old people, young people, listen to me. It's not grade 13. Trust me. It's college, and it's rigorous, and it makes you work. It really does. I mean, when I was there, well, in my class, it was Plato and Aristotle and all of them. They hung around Socrates. He thought he knew everything. But we had a couple of young kids come in, and they thought they were still in high school. Second semester, they weren't there, you know. And I don't say that to scare you off. I say that to caution you. Here's the other side of that coin. If you've been out of school a few years and you go back to school, you want to be a nurse. You want to be a counselor, addiction counselor. They will help you. They will help you succeed. If you need tutoring, whatever, it's there. So never let that hold you back. Age shouldn't hold you back. It really shouldn't. And I say this, I've said it all week. There are people who have jobs. They don't have careers. And I want people to have a career, because as we found out with COVID, poof, jobs go. Going back to nursing, Lori, what if somebody's interested in nursing, and what would be a good approach for them to, well, obviously come out and talk to somebody at BCC, but if they wanted to just kind of take a trial course, what would you recommend?
Yes, that's a great question. There are some courses that they have to take before they can come in. Anyone who applies to pre-nursing is accepted to pre-nursing to start their journey with us. And then there's, you know, some of those classes, your science classes and your Englishes and, you know, those classes that go toward certainly the associate degree part are, you know, it's recommended that you take as many of those before. I think the beauty of a two-year program, first of all, our nurses take the same exam that a four-year bachelor program nurse takes. We are neck and neck with pass rates with four-year colleges throughout the country. And our nurses, if you come to BCC, you're out in the field working with an associate's degree, with a license, and then you can take bachelor classes online. And we have lots of connections with colleges all over New England where you can do that completely online, a course at a time, while you're making that nursing wage and deciding really what you want to do in your nursing career, which is the beauty of nursing, right? You can so many things. I went from being a hospice nurse for many years. I did school nursing. I did case management. Never thought I'd be an educator. That wasn't in my plan. And here I am. And there's just so many things you can do. Labor and delivery, psych. The list goes on and on.
Well, that's great advice, folks. The pre-nursing piece, is it too late to get in now or no?
For this semester? Never too late. No,
never too late. So, and I will say this, me saying to the Irish mother, don't you know, she was an RN and very proud of it. My sister is an RN and very proud of it. My aunts are all RNs. So we never worried about medical care. Believe me when I tell you. Lori, with all that's happening, I mean, enrollment's up. It's got to be rewarding for all of you folks to see this happening.
It is. And I wanted to highlight something from the Science and Business Division since that Dean's not here. So for several years, we did not offer culinary in the credit bearing side. And so we're bringing back culinary arts certificate this fall. And it's the first, to my knowledge, apprenticeship program at BCC. So it's 16 credits, to Matt's point about the other intro certificates, one semester. And half the time you're taking classes here at BCC, and the other half the time you're in a paid apprenticeship. So you're getting work experience right away. So it's, in that sense, it's really kind of designed to respond to the needs there in the community. To provide more, you know, we have great restaurants and a lot of tourism. And so it's kind of designed to help support that part of our industry as well. And while not new, our medical coding certificate, which is actually in the science and business, but it does support healthcare, is just got accredited. So it's not, it's accredited program now. So, and it's also available online. So we have seen a huge increase in the number of applications to that program. And they've celebrated their 10 years. So they've been around for 10 years, but they've now moved it to be available online. So that means, and I was just talking to someone in enrollment earlier, and we're getting applications from New York and other places because you can take it completely online, and it's accredited. So that means, you know, now you're kind of getting a boost up, if you will, to being in a program that's been approved by their agencies. So we were going to have Laurie Ballard come and join us. She's the program advisor, but she was not feeling well. So she, I wanted to make sure I shared that about medical coding and then also, you know, culinary arts. It's interesting because I was just in the hospital the other day and the person like talking to me was coming back for medical coding. And she said, because it was available online, that was the only way she could do it. Yeah. She's working like 50 hours and she's super excited to come back to college. She tried years ago and didn't work. And now with Mass Educate, the free community college that allows her to also, you know, come, you know, most likely for no cost or low cost if she had to buy books or whatever. So it's very, I mean, so I think both these changes about enrollment. And then I think to your point about retention, I, you know, and you talked about support and how we try to keep students. We're doing a lot in academic affairs to, since we're going to get more students, to how do we work as hard as we can to help them be successful. So it's one thing to bring them here, but we really want to see them be successful. So we have focused a lot of our energy and time, in addition to getting new programs and new equipment, to adding in some professional development that's focused specifically around retention strategies. So we're in our professional development, we are using a book that is designed to kind of provide some easy strategies for faculty and staff to integrate in their interactions with students to help motivate them, help them shift their mindset, and to help them think about what they're learning so that they, you know, can be more successful in designing strategies in the classroom and in their syllabus of how to reinforce those best practices that have been shown to be really helpful. So it is, I think, you know, an exciting time to be at BCC. And I say that in part because I don't have the long history that some of the other people do. So it's very exciting to me because it's my fifth year. But very exciting because I think we're seeing, you know, a growth, a return to the campus, some new and exciting programs, some reinvestment in some technology. So I know in we're able to use some grant money to provide a lighting board that will help our theater students to have the more hands-on skills that's really being used in the community. So it'll be really ready for employment. And we've used it to add some more SIM equipment in the nursing program to help those students. And I'm not going to speak to that because it's Lori's area, but to help them have more, you know, practical experience before they are employed. So the more, you know, again, philosophically, the more you have a chance to practice before you go into your career, you get more confidence and you also have a chance to improve your skills, right? It's practice. It helps you improve your skills. So but not only do you improve your skills, but you gain confidence in your ability to perform them. And that's, I think what, to me, what's an honor to be at BCC is to hear students. And I love this quote, and it's from several students that I've heard this from, that a faculty or staff at BCC believed in them more than they believed in themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So I think instilling the confidence is something that the faculty and staff here at BCC do really well. That some students may not think they can do it or don't know how to do it. And so we provide the support and tools and resources for how to learn, how to study, how to be successful. And then the idea to kind of shift your mindset as a student to think, yes, you can learn this. Yeah. You are capable and we believe in you and we'll help you get there. And so I think that's, you know, what's kind of exciting to me to see this enrollment growth is imagine the impact this can have on the Berkshire community and the world. Because if some of our students are taking programs online, you know, we really are able to have an imprint and influence on students where, you know, graduates wherever they may go. So I think, and then in biology, we've added some new microscopes again to kind of improve the quality of those and also to improve accessibility. So the new ones we've bought are more available to students with disabilities and to kind of, again, improve how we're opening up our access, which is another really strong piece I like about BCC too.
BCC is always, I worked for a while for UCP of Western Mass, and BCC has always been, even when I was there, we had people in wheelchairs and always accessible for people with disabilities, and not only accessible, but they encouraged people with disabilities to come and be part of the learning environment. And that's another reason I just applaud everything that they do. You're forward thinking. You know, I'll probably get myself in trouble, but it won't be the first time. So many academic institutions are anchored in what they do rather than assessing, is it still practical? And I won't get into specific fields, but I worked with violent youthful offenders, and some of the horror stories you hear from various social service agencies, you know, we're not in the 1960s. There's not a lot of nuclear families around anymore. Even if mom and dad are at the kitchen table, they're going to eat dinner quickly because they got to run, take Susie to cheerleading practice and Buddy to football practice. And so I said my piece, but only because, no, you guys have been on the cutting edge. You know, think of the programs you started. You have sterile, what is it, manufacturing? There.
Advanced manufacturing, yes. Yeah, yeah. And then we have, and even I think it's also really interesting is our engineering program, which was brought back a few years ago or reinvested in.
Yeah.
That's really growing too. It's great to see the enrollment in that program improving too. And so, yes, I think we... I think to your point, right, and I think Lori and Matt have made this really well as well, is that we really do try to respond to community needs and also be thinking about how can we be supportive of community needs, because obviously we want to, you know, Berkshire Community College, we want to exist with and support and enhance the quality of life for everybody in Berkshire County. And because we're in higher education, we believe education is one way to do that, to enhance the lives.
Well, I will make this statement and I will fall on my sword for it. I worked with violent youthful offenders, and the only way that they were going to ever change their lives was through education, be it academic, technical, vocational. And I really believe that. And I'll give you an example of being in yesterday's world. When we first started this program, we started having them work on GEDs. They weren't there. They were still in elementary school. So we had to retool the entire program so that they had already been failures in school. So now we compounded that, but then we fixed it. And they started getting success in with special ed and all kinds of. But I have to tell you my engineering story. I had a friend whose kid was a grandkid was applying to engineering school, and so he said, "Oh yeah, junior is going. He's applying to RPI and WPI and IB." I said, "Well, you know, the first 2 years BCC's got an engineering program." "No, they don't. I just had the guy on the show. Trust me, they got an engineering." So anyhow, kid went there first 2 years. So, I mean, in some cases, why I love doing these programs, sometimes you offer so much is the best kept secret of the world. And so why I try to get it out. Matt, the scope of your responsibility, what do you find the most challenging now that there's more students coming?
That's a great question. I think, you know, mostly we're just excited that students are coming back. So, you know, my challenge recently has been to make sure that, you know, we had enough sections and we have, you know, faculty in place to teach all these sections. It tends to be easier to add online courses because, you know, they're asynchronous and you can just throw them on. And so now there's more of a puzzle piece with you know, which classroom at what time and so on. But what we're really excited about is just having all that buzz of activity on campus. And, you know, that's really, really great. So, you know, we're thrilled to have that back. And,
yeah.
You know, you've probably heard that, you know, nationally, there's sort of always been questions around the humanities and are they relevant and why should people take them and all that, right? You know, and for us, you know, we keep kind of looking at this, and what we find again and again is that employers really want students who have taken humanities courses because they know how to work really well in teams. They know how to think creatively.
Yep.
They tend to be self-motivated. They tend to be good critical thinkers. So, you know, if you're thinking about college and you're not really sure, this is my pitch, come to BCC, enroll in liberal arts.
Right.
You know, and see what it's all about.
And explore.
Yeah. For sure.
We're going to take a quick break. I know some of you, this really bothers you. I have to say it. This is my flag. I have friends that were buried under it in Vietnam. There's a lot of people who are buried under these. If you don't believe me, drive through the cemeteries. At some point in time, they signed their name on the dotted line that they would die for this flag. I know you could be angry, and I appreciate that. All I'm asking you is, please don't desecrate this. You can argue and fight and protest all you want, but please do not desecrate the flag. That's all I ask. We'll be right back. This is 89.7 WTBR FM, simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. Listen, stay tuned. There's a lot more to learn. And if you're interested in any of these fields, we're going to tell you how to contact people when we come back. We'll be gone in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Go through the process of making a monthly budget, even if it's not perfect. It's good to be aware of your financial health.
When shopping for insurance, ask your agent to shop around for you and see if you can bundle your policies.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Hola, hola.
I'm Daisy.
Yo soy Marta.
Whether you want to learn a little Spanish or get a glimpse of our wonderful Latin roots, join us as we celebrate Latin culture with music from genres ranging from salsa to bachata. Gain insight on local news, community information, and very special guests. Only on Mundo Latino, welcoming listeners of all nations on WTBR 89.7 FM.
Support for Mundo Latino comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I'm here today with a bunch of great people from Berkshire Community College, a couple of deans and a vice president. And all I can tell you folks is this. If you're not happy with your life, with your job, go out to BCC. Sit down with it's one-stop shopping there, and it is truly one-stop. You go in and they come to you. You don't have to run all over the campus. And just discuss things. You know, what do you want? You want to be a nurse? Okay, here's what you have to do. You know, you want to be a history teacher? Here's what you have to do. You want to be an engineer? And that's translated to engineer. That's what you have to do. But whatever you do, don't stay stuck in a dead-end job or a career field that you don't like. I'm just saying, there's a lot of ways you can finance it today if you haven't been to college, you know. But you have to get out to BCC. There it is. That's the long and the short of it. So, Lori, you were what's that, Megatronics?
Yes. So it's a more applied version of engineering. And so a little bit less math requirements to kind of, and again, meeting an industry need. So you still have, you can go right. It's kind of seen more as a employment program, whereas engineering is seen as more of a transfer program.
Right.
So with mechatronics, you're getting the skills you could do to go right into workplace. With engineering, you're getting the first 2 years, as you were saying a few minutes ago, of your degree, and then we'll transfer on to finish your degree. So it was designed with the intention of not everybody necessarily, people are looking for employment right away, and they may, you know, right, want to come back, like you're saying, like years later, and a lot of the classes would still count, and they would have other new classes to take. But it's really designed to kind of get people, and it's very hands-on. We have science commons, and there's a lot of equipment right there that students will be using. So it's very hands-on, very applied, and designed to help get people right into, you know, employment in the industry, in the area. So that's another exciting. I think we do, you know, it's interesting because a lot of our programs, some of them are both, but a lot of our programs are you know, either kind of employment right away, or transfer, or you could be employed right away, like with nursing. And if you still want to get your bachelor's, you could do that as well. So you can kind of go right into work. And this is, I think, part of the, the piece that I think Lori Moon always emphasizes is you can start earning money right away and then finish your bachelor's degree in another year because you can take a lot more credits here, and that we have partnerships with other 4 years that will accept. So it's designed to get you earning, you know, into it. And then again, you get more experience, and then you finish your bachelor's, you get more experience too. And so if you want to move up in the healthcare industry as well, you're starting building that experience earlier than some other people would be if you go to a 4 year.
And the other, excuse me, the other piece too is their physical therapy assistant programs there, massage therapy, that again, you can get a degree, you can get a certificate in some of these, and you can go right to work and master your skill. And what I found about BCC, and I'll say it again, is don't let, how do I want to say this? Don't let your past academic performance dictate your future. Does that make sense to you guys? You know, we are all young. I thought, and I'm not afraid to say this, I thought high school was the best social experience I ever had. And it wasn't until senior year they told me it was also academic. So there you go. I got to tour Southeast Asia on foot, hiking, camping. So there you go. But, I can't encourage you enough just to go out there. Just see and feel. They live by the middle name, community. They really do. You become part of a community there, and people worry and care about you. And those people are your professors. They really are.
And just to build on that, I would love just to say that that's exactly what's so special about a community college, is that we care about our students. We want every student that starts with us to finish with us. We will come alongside them and do everything we can to support them. There are plenty of student services on campus to help with that, from personal counseling to food pantries to success coaching to tutoring. So you're right. Don't let your past history of academia influence what you can be in your future. because there's a lot of support and a lot of people here. We have faculty and staff who truly care and truly want to help you succeed.
And that comes through the second you get there. You're greeted by someone who will take care of you from the minute you walk in the door, say, hey, I'm interested in talking to somebody about my college career. And next thing you know, there'll be people right there to help you, guide you, be with you. And I will also say this, in my opinion, I believe BCC is cutting edge with many of their programs. And yet you'll have a foundation that you can go anywhere. Really?
Lori's point that what you see at community colleges, and I've worked at four-year, I've worked at private and public state institutions as well as private four-year colleges. And because of the design of the community college, you really have faculty who come here because they want to teach.
Yes.
And who are good at it, and we help them continue to be good at it. And so you see some of the best quality teaching at community colleges. Again, because there's such an investment and there's not this expectation of research and publishing and all of, and those other pieces that are important, but not here at a community college. So if I think, to your point about if you start here and you have this such a strong grounding and you want to go on to a four-year, you're going, really, I would argue, with a leg up because you've gotten such strong support and such high quality education and learned how to do college and successfully because you've completed your degree and now you're bringing all that to a 4-year and you save money in the process. So, in my mind, and I've seen teaching and I was a faculty member at many places, but it's really here where you see some of the more exciting, innovative teaching as well. So it's like you were talking about being innovative in terms of programs. I think the quality and the innovation of our faculty is incredible.
Yeah. And we can't emphasize enough the difference between a lot of places in BCC. That you're right. There are a lot of people that they could go teach anywhere. And they stay there because they want to teach. And and I applaud them for that. I think back on some of the ones that I had there. And boy, thinking back as I went through different universities and colleges, thinking back on, they could have been here. You know, they didn't need to be a BCC. They were that academic. Matt, what do you think if you had to do a sales pitch? Gotcha, didn't I? To sell BCC, what would be, from the humanities point of view?
Well, so maybe I can talk here a little bit about my experience being in the classroom. So I taught English for many years. And one of the things that I think makes us really special is, like Lori was saying, about how much we care about students. And so in the classroom environment, you really tend to be in small classrooms with very engaged faculty, and you're having a very engaged learning experience. So you're not just being lectured at for 3 hours.
Right.
There's a lot of active learning. There are a lot of activities. There's lots of applied learning. So we really want you to actually figure out how to do the things that you'll need to do as you continue your education and maybe also in the workplace. So, most people who came and took my writing classes, maybe they didn't really love to write. But I kind of always saw it as my job to kind of show them, well, actually, here are the things about it that are enjoyable. This is a way that you can think deeply. It's a way that you can be creative. And it's also a skill that will really, really serve you in your life because you're going to be able to communicate really well with people.
That's right.
And that's so important, right? And I always knew, if I had a student in trouble, I could always bring them over to any office on campus, and whoever was there would jump up to help that student.
Yeah.
And so that, I think, to me, always really made the difference, that everybody at BCC knew what the mission was, and they kind of rallied around that. In terms of, like, why come and why take programs, I think we prepare students really, really well. And I think that, students will have a great time while they're here. So, like I said before, the liberal arts program, we have a really high quality liberal arts program with really, really excellent faculty. And so it's a great way to start, your first 2 years, and you can transfer on to any other big liberal arts school. You know, you can explore, you can, if you feel like, oh, you know, I'm really interested in history, then you can kind of, you know, fill up your curriculum with history classes or communications classes or psychology or sociology or mathematics, economics, you know, all these different things. So it's very exciting to kind of have that opportunity at BCC and kind of build out those skills. We also have really excellent, I haven't really talked too much about our fine performing arts, but we have an awesome theater. Yeah, we have a really, really big theater. We have a very big stage. It's really well set up. We have a big auditorium, and I think people sometimes forget that. It's very impressive, and we just got a new light board, as Lori mentioned, through Perkins Fund. So, you know, students in our technical theater certificate are going to be able to work with this light board. And we just hired a brand new full-time faculty member in theater, Jack Golden, who's going to be fantastic. And, you know, so we're in the Berkshires. It's a big, you know, it's a big theater county. It's an arts county. So many of our students, they go on to work, you know, at Barrington Stage or, you know, at Jacob's Pillow or the Mahawi. So, you know, kind of getting these technical theater skills is really important. We also have a fall show and a spring show. It's usually a musical in the spring. And so, you know, there are all these opportunities to work on sets or to perform. We also have, you know, a really wonderful fine arts program. And, you know, we have these great arts classrooms. I always love going in there. And we have a very cool art gallery. And there's a big student art show at the end of every year. And we have a music program, you know, lots of, we have a recording studio. So if students want to record or make a podcast or, you know, whatever they want, they can do that. So, you know, we really offer students a lot. Like you said earlier, we're a small campus, but it's a wealth of riches, right? So it's, you know, for me, it's kind of easy to come on a show like this and just kind of gush about everybody because it's, you know, it's pretty great.
Yeah. Well, and it's all factual. I mean, I can attest to it. Most of the people that I went to school with are retired now. And that's because the aging process, I'm not buying into it, but but I think back on the opportunities that my BCC years have given me. And I also think back and I hear people and I've sent several people there of various ages from their 20s to their 40s. One was a guy, a construction guy, had already had a knee replacement, a shoulder replacement. He said, I don't know how much longer I can do this. I said, go out to BCC. There's things you can do and learn that'll be a whole new career field for you. You know? And even nursing, Lori, there's not an age category for nursing, is there? I mean, you said it nicely in the beginning. You know, if you're 35 or 41 years old and you, whatever, and you want to be a nurse, it's not too late.
We had within one classroom, one cohort from the age of 17 to the age of 66 and everything in between for nursing. And the other part of that is, you know, we talked about prior academic experience and not to let that, you know, I was a first generation college student, paid my way, went to BCC, got my RN there, you know, and I had no idea what I wanted to do. I didn't have any idea of, I didn't have the support to go college. You know, that wasn't a family thing for me. And, you know, I went on for my bachelor's very easily, got my bachelor's at UMass, went on for my master's. You know, you can start small and just keep going. And it's so, you know, rewarding. And really, I think when we look at our students, we know that we're making an impact on families and maybe generations of families.
Yes.
And that's really something special.
And you just made a very important point. And what I found, my own experience at BC, I wasn't good enough. I mean, I thought high school was great. Yeah. When I got to BCC, it was a lot of guys didn't come home. And I said, I'm not going to waste my life. They gave theirs. So when I got to BCC, I was committed, okay? But I got books, History Made Simple, and, you know, those books they used to sell. That. But what helped me was the encouragement of the staff that you can do it. You may have to work harder. You may have to read History Made Simple. But you can do it. And that, to me, is what I believe and I still see in every person I interview or when they allow me on campus, because, you know, Klepetar, he's got that restraining order. No, I'm only kidding. But when you sense it. You sense the family again. You sense kids talking with the professors, talking with each other. And they're not kids, all of them. Some of them are, you know, could be older than me. I'm only 38 on this side. But seriously, I can't encourage you enough to get on the phone. Lori's going to give you some telephone numbers, some email stuff to call out to BCC, general number. Go to, best thing in my opinion is just drive out there. Walk in, one-stop shopping, and tell them I'm here to talk about going to college. And they will, you will be astonished at how well you're treated. Don't you think? I mean, that's my experience there.
And probably one of our favorite times, probably I can speak for most people, probably everyone on campus, is at commencement, when commencement is over, and we make that receiving line at the back of Tanglewood, yeah, and we applaud our students as they walk through and really celebrate with them. And it's just, it's heartwarming and it's memorable, and it's a way for us to applaud them and look at their success, and they're just on their way. It's like a road that they're traveling down, and they're going to just keep going. And it's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to mention the name, but there was a young lady when I first came it wasn't BCC. It was another academic institution. And I said, you know, really, you belong at BCC. Well, I don't know. I didn't do well. I said, I didn't do well either. Look at me. So, but anyhow, she followed that through. And thanks to you people, all of you out there, she is now an RN working and making a lot more money than she was making as a waitress. And I don't have anything against waitresses. That's a great career, but I'm just saying, for this young lady, she had the drive, she had the brains, she just needed to be refocused. And I think you guys do a marvelous job at refocusing people. I really do. So I don't want you to get upset about this, but I will be on campus at some point in this semester. I'll be the old fat ball guy walking around. They'll say, who's that guy? And I say, oh, that's the old fat ball guy. But I'm always here for you guys. And I mean that. You want to promote something, whatever. Anything in closing comments? I'll start with you, Lori.
If you bring your lovely wife to campus, you'll have lots of friends.
Oh, yes. Yes. The Polish princess. Yeah. She does have a lot of friends. Matt, how about you?
Maybe one last thing I'll say is, you know, I didn't mention criminal justice or education, but we also have these two very strong programs that, you know, are so crucial to our community and such a big need. So didn't want to leave those out. So please do come and learn about those.
I will say this too, before you run, Matt. One of the things that I found that I liked about when I was there, criminal law, they had lawyers, practicing lawyers, defense attorneys and DAs teaching it. So it wasn't all academic. It was sprinkled with reality. And that's what I think one of the strongest parts of a community college is. Right, Lori? I mean, when you teach nurses, it's not just pure academic. It's the real world.
Every one of our faculty are nurses who are still working out in the field.
Yeah. Yeah. And the same with Lori. I think that's throughout the college. I'm just going to leave it at that. I can't thank you guys enough for coming on. If there's anything more I can ever do for any of you, I'm a phone call away. Jonah knows how to get a hold. All of you know how to get a hold of me. And I mean that sincerely. Thank you for what you're doing at BCC, because you're changing not only the lives of the students, and you guys said it, and it's ringing in my head, and that's unusual because there's not a lot going on in my head. You're changing the community. You're making the community better. And it's always been that way. And I always like to give credit where credit's due. Thank you. And I know you're gone, but thank you, Tom Wachowski, for having founded BCC with that in the back of your mind, that a 2-year college, community college. And I think a lot of us owe our lives and livings and livelihoods to Tom and all of you who contribute to the success of so many people. I'm going to let you go now. And here's what I want to tell you. If they report me on campus, one of you can vouch for me, because just say, yes, I know him. He wanders. And right, Lord, you know, wandering at my age goes with the turf, you know. I want to thank you all. God bless. And to my audience, too, I got a couple of announcements. You guys don't have to stay, but I have to read these announcements or they yell at me. So can you believe that? But I do want to say, too, have a great semester. And thank you. And again, thank you for all that you do. And I mean that, you do change lives, and that's probably one of the best parts about teaching in a community college. And I think you've all said it, because you all could go anywhere you wanted to go, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. And I think you're a testament to the power of BCC. So we appreciate you as well. Thank you.
Well, I'm very proud of my BCC alum status. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could give more money, but this is the way I can pay back. And I do love when people tell me, I heard the show, I went out, you were right, I start there in 2 weeks. Or that makes me feel good.
Yeah. So
be well, my friends. Like I said, you can stay or you can go. Matt, I'll be out there. When do you get your next haircut? Because I'm saving clippings. This winter, I'm going to weave a wig. Really?
I'll make sure to save some for you. Thanks, Bill.
You're the best, brother. All right, kids. I got to read these. All right, let me just tell you this. This is very important. This is about the new trash collection. Monday, September the 9th, 6 p.m., Morningside School. Thursday, September the 12th, Reed Middle School, 6 p.m. Monday, September the 16th, Berkshire Athenaeum. They will be picking up and filling you in on here's what it is. City of Pittsfield launches outreach campaign for new trash and collection system. So you think BCC's hard? Wait till you try to master this bad boy. Here's one, this all kidding aside and serious. The Ralph Friel Center on the third Wednesday of every month holds what they call Memory Cafe, and it's for people it's a social group for caregivers and people with mild cognitive impairment. I've known people who have gone to it. They said it is a great, great relief and asset to their livelihoods. So again, I kid around a lot, but this one I really am serious about. Roots. Roots Rising. If you can support Roots Rising, they're there every Saturday at the Common. They sponsor the farmers market and they do a great job. Lastly, coming up Friday, September the 26th, Wacona Country Club, that United Way golf tournament. If you're a golfer or you just want to contribute to that, feel free. Now, we're ready to go. And I say to my friends, God bless. And today, try to make somebody's day a little bit better. Put a smile on somebody's face. We're all in this together. And we got to take care of each other. Why? It's very simple. Each other, it's all we have. Trust me. Thanks, guys. And I'll, like I said, don't take this as a threat. I will be out. You're the best. Have a great semester. Bye-bye. Bye, Matt.